This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States announced new military assistance for Ukraine and a renewed diplomatic push in the war-ravaged nation as U.S. President Joe Biden, Secretary of State, and Pentagon Chief completed a secrecy-shrouded trip to Kyiv and the highest-level American visit to the capital since Russia invaded in late February. Top envoy Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky and his advisors that the U.S. would provide more than $300 million in foreign military financing and had approved a $165 million sale of ammunition. They also said Biden would soon announce his nominee to be ambassador to Ukraine and that American diplomats who left Ukraine before the war would start returning to the country this coming week. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv will remain closed for the moment. Zelensky had announced Saturday that he would meet with U.S. officials in Kyiv on Sunday, but the Biden administration refused to confirm that and declined to discuss details of possible visits, even though planning had been underway for more than a week. Journalists who traveled with Austin and Blinken to Poland were barred from reporting on the trip until it was over, were not allowed to accompany them on their overland journey into Ukraine, and were prohibited from specifying where in southeast Poland they waited for the cabinet members to return. Officials at the State Department and the Pentagon cited security concerns. Hundreds of Russians and Ukrainians alike were crowding into the only Russian Orthodox Church on the Arabian Peninsula to celebrate the most important Christian religious festival of the year. The expats are far from home and in the shadow of a war that has brought a devastation to Ukraine and international isolation to Moscow. The church rises from the dusty streets in a conservative Muslim emirate just south of the skyscraper-studded Dubai. This is VOA News. At least 100 people may have died in an explosion at an illegal oil refinery in southeast Nigeria, according to a local official on Sunday, as the search intensified for bodies at the site and for two people suspected of being involved in the blast. The Nigerian president said in a statement that the explosion was a catastrophe and a national disaster. The explosion occurred Friday night at the facility in a local government area in Imo State, which was triggered by a fire at two fuel storage areas where more than 100 people worked. Dozens of workers were caught up in the explosion, while many others attempt to escape the blaze by running into wooded areas. Those who died in the disaster are estimated to be within the range of 100, and a lot of them ran into the bush with the burns, and they died there. The president has directed the nation's security forces to intensify the clampdown on such facilities being operated illegally in many parts of southern Nigeria. French President Emmanuel Macron comfortably won a second term Sunday, triggering relief among allies that the nuclear-armed power will not abruptly shift course in the midst of the war in Ukraine from European Union and NATO efforts to punish and contain Russia's military expansionism. The second five-year term for the 44-year-old centrist spared France and Europe from the seismic upheaval of having firebrand populist Marine Le Pen at the helm. Macron's presidential runoff challenger, who quickly conceded defeat but still scored her best ever electoral showing, acknowledging the numerous voters cast ballots for him simply to keep out the nationalist far-right Le Pen, Macron pledged to reunite the country that is filled with so many doubts, so many divisions, and he said he worked to change the anger of French voters that fed Le Pen's campaign. El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele has asked the country's Congress to extend an anti-gang emergency decree for another 30 days. He's used the emergency powers to round up 16,000 suspected gang members following a spate of murders in March. Rights groups have criticized the measure, saying arrests are often arbitrary based on people's appearance or where they live. State of emergency declared in late March restricts the right to gather, to be informed of rights, and have access to a lawyer. It also extends to 15 days the time that someone can be held without charges. Recapping our top story, the United States announced new military assistance for Ukraine and a renewed diplomatic push in the war-ravaged nation. More at VOAnews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.